Hello, and welcome to my filmy mixtape. There are two parts to any song picturization, the visual and the audio. Too often, though, we overlook the audio, distracted by shiny costumes or Shawtown's six-pack abs. Whether we're consciously aware of it or not, our playback singers influence how we feel about a picturization, whether it will ring true emotionally. Playback singers are not just singers. They have to be actors and actresses as well. Today, allow me to reintroduce you to Lata Mangeshkar. At any time from the 1950s until today, when you hear the sweet, dulcet tones of a heroine, you are hearing the influence of Lata's style of singing. Or, even more likely, you're hearing Lata G herself. Born in 1929, Lata was 13 when her father died of heart disease. In order to support her family, a family friend was able to help her break into acting and singing. She did minor roles for a time before transitioning into playback singing as that came into vogue. In 1958, she won her first of many Filmfare Awards for this song from Madhumati, picturized on Vijayantimala. Listen to the pure tone of her soprano. She's not called the Nightingale for nothing. Doesn't that tone just whisper heroine? And here she is more than 30 years later in 1989's Main Pyar Kiya.
Dil deewana bin sajna ke maane na
almost 15 years after that in 2004's Veer Zara. Lana G is that breezy, carefree voice of our heroines, whether it's Vijayantimala in a waterfall or Preeti Zinta in the rain. If all there was to Lata Mangeshkar was the pure soprano, we wouldn't still care today. Lata G is also a talented vocal actress. Listen to this song from Mughal-e-Azam and just hear the pain and sorrow in her voice.
मोहब्बत की झूठी कहानी पे रोए कहानी पे रोए मोहब्बत की झूठी कहानी पे रोए बड़ी चोट खाई जवानी पे रोए जवानी पे रोए मोहब्बत की झूठी
Sadly, Lata suffered from an attack of smallpox at a young age and was unable to make a career as an actress because of this. In fact, Raj Kapoor based the plot of his film Satyam Shivam Sundaram, where Zina Demen burns her face with a frying pan full of hot oil, on her story. Lata was so insulted that she refused to sing for him ever again. And I don't blame her. Listen to this track from Pakiza and hear the tear-jerking combination of stoicism, pain, and sorrow in her voice.
Thank you.
I need a handkerchief after those two tracks. So how about some examples of the romantic Ladaji? I think she sounds just lovely opposite Mohammed Rafi, like in this beautiful song from Jewel Thief.
चल हलके हलके रह जाती हो क्यों पलकों से मलके
जैसे सूरज बनकर आए हो तुम चल दोगे फिर दिन के ढलते ढलते
हो आज कहो तो मोड़ दूं बढ़ के वक्त के धारे दिल पुकारे आरे आरे आरे
Or how about this lush romantic duet opposite Mukesh? Rafi and Mukesh both have reedy tenors that sound just really, really delightful with Lada's crystal clear soprano. And she can do more than tears and joy. We may associate sultry with her younger sister Asha, but that would be denying the song from Intiquam, written especially for her and picturized on Helen. She doesn't have the great rhythmic prowess that Asha does, and instead she brings a sweet, syrupy tone and overlays it on top of the instruments in a really satisfying way.
Oh, zalim, na jana.
हुस्न जवा 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 तेरे लिए है आस लगाए ओ जालिम आ जाना जाने जा।
She does something similar in this song. She glides effortlessly over the instrumentation, like the rain off of Zina Damon's wet sari in the picturization. Ladaji does sultry very well. And not only that, she's unafraid of experimentation. Listen to the song where she overlays her vocals with a backing track that swims in and out. Still going strong after 60 years in the business, Lata Mangeshkar is a part of Bollywood films, so be sure and listen for her next time you watch a movie. That's all for me for this week. You can find me on my blog, filmygirl.livejournal.com, and if you have any questions, comments, favorite Lata Mangeshkar tracks you'd like to share, please be sure and post them, and I'll see you next week.